KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Opposition parties have slammed the GNU, saying the 4 billion rand government needed could have been sourced elsewhere in its 2 trillion rand budget. Parliament's Standing Committee on Finance has adopted the fiscal framework and revenue proposals supporting the 2025 budget. The ANC, DA and Action SA voted in favour of the report after 2 days of deliberations. But the EFF and MK party opposed it mainly over the fuel levy, saying it will hit the poor the hardest. Here's the MKP's Brian Molefe.
The fuel levy dampens consumption, expenditure, and it is inflationary as well. And it is not pro-poor because it hits the people at the lower income strata more.
The EFF, which this week lost its bid to halt the levy, made a final plea for the hike to be withdrawn. MP Umphile Maudwe.
The 4.1 billion is not worth the consequence of increasing the fuel levy. And I'm not saying this because we lost in court. It's just the concern about how this will impact on our people.
Police ADNA test results have confirmed that the human remains found in a veld in Limpopo last month are those of Pretoria-based journalist Sibusiso Seri Ndlovu and his partner Sodwa Mdluli. The couple went missing in Mpumalanga in February. 7 suspects have since been arrested on charges including kidnapping and house robbery. Some of the suspects reportedly led investigators to the grisly scene in Rustenburg during questioning. National Police spokesperson at Linde Martis says the couple's families have been informed of the DNA results.
The human remains were analysed and matched with the reference sample of the biological relatives of the deceased. A positive DNA match thus confirms that the discovered remains are that of the missing couple. The SAPS has already notified both families and is pleased to have assisted to provide closure to both families.
And the U.S. has come under fire by U.N. Security Council members after it vetoed a resolution calling for a ceasefire and unrestricted humanitarian access in Gaza. Washington says the move would undermine ongoing diplomatic efforts to reach a ceasefire.
The United States has been clear. We would not support any measure that fails to condemn Hamas. It does not call for Hamas to disarm and leave Gaza. Any product that undermines our close ally Israel's security is a non-starter.
That's Washington's UN envoy, Dorothy Shea. Israel's faced mounting international pressure to end its war in Gaza. The Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, says he'll ask the General Assembly to pass a resolution calling for a ceasefire. Pakistan's described the failed resolution as a fateful moment, while China has accused Washington of repeated obstruction. Durban and Maritzburg going up to a high of 21 degrees today. Richards Bay, 22. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Ranga Chivaviro is set to leave Kaizer Chiefs at the end of the month. Chelsea, they've confirmed the signing of Dilep from Ipswich. And women's semi-finals at the French Open today. The big one, Iga against Arina Sabalenka.